Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. I am your host, Father Scott Steinkirchner, coming to you today from St. Louis, Missouri in the United States with a preaching I'm calling Growing in Faith. The reading is from the book of Acts. The crowd joined in attacking Paul and Silas, and the magistrates had them stripped of their clothing and ordered them to be beaten with rods. After they had given them a severe flogging, they threw them into prison and ordered the jailer to keep them securely. Following these instructions, he put them in the innermost cell and fastened their feet in the stocks. About midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the prisoners were listening to them. Suddenly there was an earthquake so violent that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened and everyone's chains were unfastened. When the jailer woke up and saw the prison doors wide open, he drew his sword and was about to kill himself, since he supposed that the prisoners had escaped. But Paul shouted in a loud voice, "Do not harm yourself, for we're all here." The jailer called for lights, and rushing in, he fell down trembling before Paul and Silas. Then he brought them outside and said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" They answered, "Believe on the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved, you and your household." They spoke the word of the Lord to him and all who were in his house. At the same hour of the night, he took them and washed their wounds. Then he and his entire family were baptized without delay. He brought them up into the house and set food before them, and he and his entire household rejoiced that he had become a believer in God. And thus ends the reading. I'm going to look at one critical moment in this reading. When God sent that earthquake and the chains fell off and the doors blew open, why didn't Paul and Silas leave? I mean, surely they couldn't be blamed for thinking, God has rescued us. We were put in jail and he's opened the prison and let's go. Well, they came to Philippi to preach, and they were preaching, and people were still listening. The other prisoners were listening. So is he supposed to just leave and quit preaching, become a fugitive from justice? No. I think he's saying, I came to preach, and I'll preach until I'm done preaching. And God sends this miracle, and it helps me to preach because it brings in the jailer who comes to believe. In our lives, it's sometimes confusing. Should I go this way or that way? God, what kind of sign are you giving? The chains fell off. Does that mean I should leave? Well, how do we know? I think the thing is this change just to make things easier? Or is this an opportunity to grow deeper in the faith? To be a better Christian, a better preacher? Is this an opportunity for me to go further? Or is it an opportunity to dig in and say, yes, even without chains, here is where I'm meant to be. I don't need chains holding me down. In freedom, I stay here and I'm doing this. That's real growth in the faith. So, good luck. No, God bless you and good fortune in looking at the signs in your own life and knowing where God is really leading you. 'Tisn't always obvious, but if God gave you the sign, God will give you the way to discern the sign as well.